They are called a group of concerned citizens of South Sudan who can, you know, speak for themselves in the most cases. But I want to confirm to you that I heard that they have left for Nairobi this morning, with the exception of General Bonaban, who declined not to go. But the rest has gone to Nairobi to try to persuade the former chief of general staff, General Paul Malong, to come back to Juba. That's what I want to confirm. It's not a governmental delegation, but is a delegation of a concerned citizen. And the concerned citizen should be the one to speak for themselves, because it is the term of references they will be using to persuade Malong are theirs. And therefore, I think they are the right people to explain as to what are the term of references for bringing Malong back after the recently released videotapes, which indicate clearly that General Paul Malong was coordinating attacks on government targets from different fronts.
According to them, that they submitted their request to the office of the president for approval before they left. Has the president approved their travel to Nairobi?
Well, you know, for the president, I've been saying time and again, for the president, anyone who is willing to bring peace to South Sudan, even if that person was to bring peace from the forests of Colombia, President Salva Kiir will allow you to go. So, you know, they have asked the president that we are going. And the president agreed that you go, because they say they want to go and bring General Malong. They think that, you know, Malong being in Nairobi is a concern to them, and therefore they wanted to bring him back. And president agreed for them to go. The term of references are there. It is they to tell Malong and give Malong what Malong has to come to do, and all the other thing is their responsibility, the concerned citizen.
Is there anything that the office of the president told them to do apart from just giving them green light to go?
No, no, no. You know, these people are the same people who negotiated Malong out of house arrest. And when General Malong was, you know, allowed to leave, he was allowed to leave on the basis of going for a medical check in any country he chose, provided that country gives them the visa for medication. General Malong, in return, you know, made, you know, a bit of it that he was not going to engage in anything subversive or anything that will jeopardize the national interests of South Sudan. After a while, when Malong went to Nairobi and decided to speak on phone to the nine people who left a will, some are people who are believed to be his former tax collector from Warawar, Manunawek, and his former commissioner of Wilnoth County at the time of when Malong was the governor, that is Kuala Twai, and some of the others, that are indication he reneged from what he gave. He committed himself that he will not be engaging in anything subversive. That shows he did the opposite. By doing the opposite, the concerned citizen fell utterly humiliated. And therefore, in order for them, you know, to save the face of General Malong, because General Malong gave his words and went and reneged from it, and also, you know, humiliated those who gave guarantee to General Malong to go for medical check. So they decided to go and try to persuade him to bring him back.